One of the greatest things going for Motibella is that it's outside. It's big. It's a place where you can have experiences you could never have in any auto show in the past. One of the downsides of Motibella is that it's outside, and you can have rain. And Doug North, who is the chairman of Motibella and president of North Brothers Ford in Westland, has got to be saying to himself, dear Lord, I mean, I understand rain, but really? Because we've had a lot of rain.
Thanks for having me, Paul W., and I'm glad to be here with you. And yes, that's true, but we know full well that Detroiters, they love cars, and a little bit of rain isn't going to stop anybody from coming to see what we have here. And I mean, look at sports and concerts and all those other events that have been taking place for years outside.
We do it all. We've done it all in the rain, haven't we?
We sure have.
And this is worth seeing. The experiences that you can have at Motibella, open to the public starting today, running through the weekend, is phenomenal. A lot of this stuff is stuff you could only dream about, and now you can do it.
Indeed. Yeah, we've never had an opportunity to do what we can do. And with this campus at M1, where we have the one-mile track, and you're going to see hot laps, and you see rides in electric cars, high-performance supercars. You're going to see test drives in electric cars on Woodward Avenue. There are several activations. Ford has two with their Bronco and Bronco Mountain, and then the Mach-E. Stellantis has two. We've been inundated with rain, as you mentioned, the last couple of days, but virtually all of them are operating today, and everybody here is excited to see everyone come on out, good weather or bad. It's really going to be a great day and a great event.
Well, the opportunities are incredible. For example, right over there, shrink-wrapped right now in saran wrap, I guess to protect it, GM has the new Hummer EV SUV. And this is the first time you can actually see it, touch it, experience it in the entire state of Michigan here at the GM display at Motibella. Now, it was introduced on television, but that's not the same as walking right up to it and looking at it and experiencing it. That's a big part of the experiences that we have here.
It really is, and it's a very impressive-looking product, and I'm sure the public is really going to be excited to see it and hear about how it will operate and, you know, what its dynamics are and driving and so forth. So that's really a neat part of what we have. Many, many electric products and new innovative products that perhaps people haven't been able to see in the last couple of years.
Right. And the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, DADA, the organizers of Motibella, this all-new auto-centric event right here at M1 Concourse through the weekend, have released a Motibella app as well as a complete schedule of events. You might want to find that at the App Store and put it downloaded on your phone. We did that up at Chamber of Commerce, the Greater Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference. It's very helpful to download apps for events because then you don't miss anything, and that's true here for Motibella as well. But speaking of the DADA, of which you're an important part of, and chairman of Motibella, you're also president of North Brothers Ford in Westland. How's that business going right now?
Well, you know, it's really been rather remarkable. As you know, most new car dealers have really not had virtually any inventory the last 2 to 3 months. And yet, demand is still very high. Excitement about new products is very high. The used car business and all the service aspects of our businesses are very strong. And dealers remain very optimistic. And we're starting to see some cars. So we're really excited by that. And some of the new models, which certainly in the Ford world, are really exciting. So we're looking forward and looking up. Our glass is half full, as you know.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's the right attitude. And when Doug says we're starting to see some cars, just so you don't miss that, that means they're actually taking delivery of cars. And you said you have more cars on your lot now than you've had in quite a long time. And I asked, I said, how's that happening with the chip problem?
Well, as you know, they're working through it, and chips are arriving in batches, and they seem to fit best in some models and some products that don't require either too many or specific chips. But We're starting to see delivery of four, five, six different products. Now, they're not coming like they might otherwise, but, you know, in our case, we're up to about 60-plus cars right now.
Wow, and that's a lot.
We've had 15 to 20 for almost 3 months.
Right.
So really, really excited about what's coming.
And so people are coming in. They're finding the cars they're looking for, cars, trucks, SUVs, whatever, and they're buying them. I'm sure they're not sitting on the floor very long.
No, and in fact, many, many customers are ordering them. The Ford and the other manufacturers have come up with sort of a retail order program that certainly will provide a potential car for a consumer in 6 to 8 weeks, depending on the product. And that way, if they're in the market in the near future, or if they want to just say, I want to order it today, then there's going to be something there for them probably before there's that kind of inventory sitting on the lot where they could just go find it.
Doug North with us. His other job, his daily job, president of North Brothers Ford in Westland. I have to say, when I hear people saying your used car has never been worth as much as it is now, go talk to a dealer and you'll find out just how valuable that used car is. Or if you're in a lease, they can get you out of it and you can do well with that and all of that. But frankly, up until just now, you telling me you have about 60 cars on the lot, I was thinking, okay, so you can get big money for your used car, but what are you going to drive? Because you couldn't go to a new car.
Well, you're right, but we're starting to see some new car inventory, and used car values are still very strong. So they're still worth a lot, and should someone be interested in a new car, they really do want to check the value of their used, because this is unprecedented. I've not seen this ever like this in my career before. And it's really exciting for a lot of people to say, wow, I've got equity in my new car, or my used car is worth how much. And so it's really a good time for the consumer if they have the opportunity to potentially trade their used car in or sell it.
Doug North is the chairman of this Motorbella, underway, open to the public as of today, and a little minute and a half left here. What I know the second press day was rained out yesterday, but you had the first press day. What did the press especially like, can you say?
You know, they were really excited. They loved all the moving activations. They loved seeing some of the product that they'd not seen physically at all before. We have a couple of the electric startups, electric cars by virtually every manufacturer. And one thing I'll also mention is that there's 350 vehicles here. So for those people that aren't interested in taking a hot lap or a ride around the track, they can see 350 new products, almost like a traditional auto show, and they can see it in a safe atmosphere outside. And we have 35 brands represented. We have over 20 of the ultra-luxury supercars, and those are things we haven't had at the show in the last number of years. So we really have something for everyone, and we have great food, and you know, it's great for families, so it's really a great opportunity to come out. And a little weather's not going to bother anybody.
Nope.
Everything's
nope.
Still going strong.
Everything's going to be just fine at the premiere of Motorbella that's underway starting today. You can come. And thank you, Doug North, chairman of Motorbella, president of North Brothers Ford in Westland.